There's one hope for interest rate swaps that related to cash flows, and in the examples you see the mechanics of cash flow hedges. And you have to ask yourself, we used to have the synthetic instrument accounting, and I used to treat floating rate liability, and if I hedged it, just like a fixed rate liability. It was the easiest thing in the world. One or two journal entries, a quarter, and I'm done. Synthetic instrument accounting was the easiest thing in the world. Well, when the exposure draft first came out, and they didn't allow the shortcuts method, they didn't refer to it, it was just all fair value accounting, we, Arthur Andersen, took really offense to that, and so did the other big five. We fought to get the shortcut method in here, because we thought synthetic instrument accounting has its merits. If there's a market that exists that you just replicated from a fixed rate to a floating rate or a floating rate to a fixed rate, it made sense to us. Why complicate simple, easy accounting that everybody understands, especially if you just were going to issue fixed rate debt in the first place? So they allowed the FASB back down, and they allowed the shortcut method, which basically assumes perfect effectiveness here. But it doesn't do away with all the balance sheet mechanics or gymnastics that are going to occur related to fair value accounting, unfortunately. Hopefully you get to the same answer as you would under synthetic instrument accounting. Your balance sheet will be grossed up for the swap and the OCI and the changes in the debt. But the real issue is it's going to be somewhat difficult to qualify. Again, you have to qualify for the shortcut method. You can't merely elect it. And there's more rules related to the qualification of the shortcut method.